Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, who was Luis Faure? Sergi Pitarch is a film director, scriptwriter, and journalist from Valencia, Spain. He has a degree in journalism from the University of Valencia and also took an advanced course in documentary creation at the International School of Film and Television in Cuba. From 2004 to 2014, he worked as a scriptwriter for a number of television programs in Spain, and in 2007 started to work for RTVV, Valencian Public Radio and Television, as a writer and director, where he created and directed De Temporada, a documentary series on farming and agriculture. He also wrote the scripts for several short films. Some years ago, completely by chance, Sergi happened upon two sealed letters. On opening them, he discovered that they were written in 1946, signed by someone called Mariano, and in them the writer was telling his friends of his plans to commit suicide, sending them a final embrace. The documentary, El Último Abrazo, The Final Embrace, tells the story of Sergi's quest to discover the identity of the writer and the circumstances surrounding his desperate decision. It turned out that he was the Polish graphic designer Mariano Rawicz, and the film shows us who Rawicz was and what finally became of him. It's a fascinating story of investigative journalism that gives an unusual insight not only into Rawicz's life, but also into the historical period in which he lived and worked.
Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Sergi. Could you tell us first about the letters that you found that gave rise to the documentary, how they came into your hands, and what did they say?
Okay, well, first of all, thank you, Linda, for the invitation, and sorry for my English. It's not good, but well, I found these two letters dated on 1946 inside a handbag that I bought by chance at an auction in Valencia about 7 years ago. As soon as I read them, I had no doubt that the author was a learned man. You know, both letters were written in a very accurate way. You can see it in his vocabulary, his handwriting, and his use of language. At that moment, I asked myself a lot of questions reading that letters. Who wrote these letters? What happened to him? Did he really kill himself?
Well, tell us what the letters said.
He said that he couldn't live because he lost all his friends, his family, and he was going to kill himself.
And so then you wanted to know what really happened.
Yes. The letters were, you know, a kind of trigger of our investigation. You know, I wanted to know who was that man.
The letters were written in 1946. Can you give our listeners a little historical background about what was happening in Spain and in Europe at that time?
Yes, sure. The period is between 1936 to 1945. I think was a dark and sad time for European history, and particularly for Spanish history. Here in Spain, it went on for 30 years more, that is, until 1975. Both Second World War and Spanish Civil War altered forever the life in the country, in Spain. Thousands of Spaniards were forced into prison or exile. I think the author of the letters represents a whole generation of Spaniards who was devastated and just fell into oblivion.
The letters were only signed Mariano. What steps did you follow to try to discover who had written them and in what circumstances they were written? Because Mariano is a fairly common name.
Yes, yes. Well, the first thing to do was to consult some experts in order to ensure that the letters were real and this was a true story. So I checked with a specialist in handwriting, a psychologist, and a historian. As you said, the only thing I knew about the author was his name, Mariano. So when I knew that the story was real, the letters were real, I started to look for the recipients of the letters. One of the letters was addressed to Luis Faure, a printer and publisher during the 30s in Madrid. And he published a magazine that gave me a clue about someone called Mariano Rabbit. Finally, an art historian took a look of to the letters and she immediately confirmed that the author of the letters was Mariano Rabbit, that Mariano. And who was Mariano Rabbit? Mariano was a Polish designer that came to Spain in 1913 looking for a job. And he became soon very famous, designing book covers. And he was really, really admired at that time because of his work.
And what happened to him finally? What did you discover?
Well, you have to watch the documentary because this is... I don't want to make a spoiler, you know.
Well, that's the next question. If any of our listeners would like to see the documentary, is there any way that they can see it?
Yes, you can write www.elultimoabrazo.com and immediately we answer you and tell you the way to watch the documentary.
Uh-huh. But you won't tell us what happened. Okay. The next thing I wanted to ask you is this. The handbag had a lot of papers in it, not just those two letters, but those two letters are the only things that you researched. And I was wondering what some of the other papers were, and are you planning to do anything about them?
Well, these papers were related to the small Jewish community in Valencia. In that time, you know, it was really difficult to be Jewish in Spain. And for that reason, I'm sure these other papers could tell us as many things about that community. And that could be also in something interesting to investigate. Maybe in the future, I will start another investigation with these papers. Maybe.
Can you tell us what you're working on now?
No, I'm working on another documentary about industrial archaeology and a few more projects. But I would say the most important that I'm trying to write down this story, the last minute, because there are a lot of things to explain and the documentary production was too short to include all of them.
Yes, I found that I would have much preferred a film that was 2 hours long instead of just a half an hour because it was so fascinating that it seemed very short to me.
Yes. Yes, it is short to include all of our investigation, but maybe in the future we can do 2 hours film. I don't know.
Is there anything else that you can tell us that we might have left out?
Yes. Only just two things. First, this documentary was made without any public money. It's absolutely an independent film. And finally, I think one thing about that documentary. I think that we must not forget our history because it's very important to fight against that idea that says that we have just to have to look forward. I think you cannot look forward without knowing the past. You cannot turn the page without knowing it.
One more thing. Where have you shown this documentary? Who has seen it? And what has the reaction been of the people who have seen it?
Now we are showing that documentary at many, many festivals, many contests. And for the moment, it's not easy to watch it if you are not going to that festival. But in the future, we can show it by TV in Spain. I hope so.
I hope so, too, because it's something that I think everybody should see. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much, Sergi.
Thank you.
If you would like to know more about this project or see the film, please go to the link on this page. That's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.